Out of time, I would end it with this. And as far as the front line, I always refer to the clashes in occupied Palestine, in the Holy Land, as the front line of the clash between good and evil. And if there is a meeting of the forces of evil, it is represented by the Israeli Zionist Jewish government. And everyone, every government, every political establishment in the world that supports that evil establishment and government in Tel Aviv has joined the forces of evil. And the Muslims, and I say this with humility, and I say this with meekness, the Muslims there are reverberating with Allah's instructions. They have come to realize that, yes, there is a dialogue with the enemy. And the only language the enemy understands is the language of force and sacrifice. And because how long have they been talking about resolutions, about coexistence, about peace, all of this jargon? How long has it been? 54 years. What have they done through all of this? Their conditions have deteriorated, their standards of living has gone down, their unemployment has gone up, the miseries have visited them from every direction. But now they understand, okay, if the only way we can communicate is to strap ourselves with explosives and go out and address those who have done injustice to us, this is what we're going to do. This is what they've been doing. And since they've been doing that, people are taking notice. Mm-hmm. These Yehudi Jews now are panicking. They're even for the first time telling the United States, please come on in, bring your forces. Separate us from them. Separate us. Segregation, discrimination, prejudice, hatred. All of this is expressed by their language and by their demands. They want now the United States. And the United States is in a quandary. What do? You're going to place American troops there, tens of thousands of American troops. They're going to come back home and tell their mothers and fathers and neighbors and acquaintances, hey, look, this is the real situation. It's not what the Washington Post is telling us. So they're going to bypass this whole system if they send them over there. So what are they going to do? We want to protect you, but we don't want to expose ourselves. Alhamdulillah. We say Allah is greater than all the plans and all the stratagems and all the scheming that they are up to. Allah is greater, and He only becomes greater by us becoming His subordinates. And this is exactly what you see and watch, and we will be witnessing more of in the coming weeks, in the coming years. And this is where we all belong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth, and we ask Him, we beseech Him to accept our efforts and our words and rekindle our life with an enduring commitment that is above and beyond the verbalizations of the satans of men and the satans of jinn. Shayateenul insi wal jinn yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhrufal qawli ghurura. And Allah says, I will end by two ayahs, two verses from the Holy Writ. The first one is, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. And those who, once they are afflicted with aggression, they go for the means of victory. We are not required to take aggression, to put up with aggression, to succumb to aggression. We are required to fight back. And these words and this requirement comes from heaven above, not from a scholar here and there. We are instructed to do this. And the other ayah says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. Permission has been given from on high to those who have been oppressed.
Come on. Yes, sir.
To fight back.
Yes, sir.
Because they have been aggressed upon. Because they have been victimized by policies of aggression and occupation. And indeed, Allah is capable of offering them triumph and victory.
Allah.
Our victory is not going to come from Washington. It's not going to come from European capitals. It will come from our determination that places its full confidence in Allah. The sooner we understand this, the closer we are to salvation. The more we try to avoid this, the more miserable we become. And Allah's peace and blessings be your share and the share of all people who seek their rights and justice in this world in accordance with equality and fairness.
Allah Akbar.